I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm Timothy Amundsen.
And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologists Are In. Listen to us each week as we talk about our favorite moments from the hit show Psych. Check out The Psychologists Are In on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
I got my dog in the back of my car and I'm driving on the highway. America, red, white, and blue. The sun is shining. Have you seen my shoe? I've got some pee-pee on my shorts, yeah. But it's gonna be a great year. Give me a beer. Crack it open in the front seat.
Some of you thought that was a real song. It was a fake country music song, cause I can't tell who sings what in the country world. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Welcome back to the show. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're having a better start to the week. Monday can always be a little bit of a fuck, but you know, turn that fuck into a positive. Like instead of fuck, go fuck. All right, here we go. Although I just had that talk with somebody the other day, I was like, do you ever pop out of bed, like, fired up for the day? Once I get going, yeah, love the day, love life, love being alive. Right now I'm in Chicago. I came from Memphis to Chicago from shooting Young Rock, which is going great, by the way, in Memphis. I'm staying at a hotel called the Peabody. It's a famous hotel in which they have a duck show twice a day. Ducks that are trained. I think I talked about this already. Ducks that are trained and coached and encouraged to put on a show for the tenants of the hotel. It's very haunted. It's very weird. There's a lot of conventions there. There was an AutoZone convention there last week, and everyone was taking it to the limit. And by that, I mean fucking each other. There was a lot of mixing and matching and swapping of juices and key cards. And good for them, you know? I saw some guys trying to pick up some gals, and it was not going well. I saw one guy at the elevator. Oh, God, she wanted, I think, him to come up, and he was being a good guy, which I respect. But I almost said, like, dude, I could read that, and I know you can't. Get the fuck back in that elevator. I even got in the elevator with her and a couple other people because I was waiting as he left and she got in, and she just was shaking her head, like, and not shaking her head like, this guy doesn't get it. Like, this guy doesn't get it. Like, I was waiting for him to say, let's go have a drink of water. Even though if you don't have booze in the room, say like, hey, do you want to try the tap water together? Like, that could be a fun group activity. I don't know. But Memphis has been great. The show's going great. Season 3 premieres on NBC November 4th. Young Rock. Can't wait. A lot of good Vince stuff. A lot of good stuff in general. The show's, it's a lot of fun to make, and it's even cooler to know that it's a real story, you know? So I'm here in Chicago doing shows and in Peoria now and then Rockford, Illinois on Saturday. And it's great. But this is all nighttime shit. Morning stuff I have a tough time with. I always have. When I was a kid, I'd get in bed by like 10 in the 6th, 7th grade, even high school. Wouldn't go to bed till like 1, get 5 hours of sleep. My Mariners in the playoffs. That's exciting. I know you guys don't want to talk too much sports, but I have had Jerry DePoto, the Mariners general manager, on, as well as Rick Riz, the voice of the Mariners, on. And we broke a 20-year fucking playoff drought. The biggest drought in professional sports. I don't care if you don't like sports. You got to give it up for that. That's crazy. Records are made to be broken. Timelines are meant to be adjusted. And the Mariners hadn't been in the playoffs for 20 years, and it's dope because I get to share it with my dad, I get to share it with my mom, I get to share it with my fiance, who's become a big Mariners fan, shout out, babe, which is great to have that to share. It's just exciting, and to see the city go crazy. I sobbed, I posted a video on my Instagram, check it out. My fiance took a video screen grab of me reacting as they won, and I honestly knew I was going to get emotional. I joked about crying. Sports are, for lack of a better word, bonkers. They just tug at your heartstrings in ways you can't predict. And especially with baseball, it's the longest season in sports, 162 games. The ups and downs are real. And when the stakes are high, like they've been for our Mariners, 20-year drought in the making, looking to end it. First time in a while, there's hype and expectations around this squad. You've got a general manager, Jerry DePoto, who's come in and crushed it over the last 7 years, building, trading, you know, drafting, curating, and stacking the chips with a squad that's ready to compete. And we're doing it, and we broke the drought. 3-2, bottom of the ninth, pinch hit home run by Cal Raleigh. I mean, can't get any better than that. Hollywood can't do a better finish. So it was exciting. I cried. Look at my Instagram. I mean, I fucking sobbed. I couldn't stop it. That's what was crazy. I didn't honestly think I was going to cry, and I just couldn't fucking stop my tears. Even when my folks split, I don't think I cried as much as I did for the Mariners heading to the postseason for the first time since 2001. Other reasons to cry? Man, that hurricane in Florida is insane. Was insane. 100 people died. I don't get why anyone dies, because if I saw any sort of a warning of a hurricane, I'd get the fuck out of there. But I guess easier said than done, man. I read some article. This guy was 72. He was like, we just thought it was going to be another hurricane. Hey, don't live where the hurricanes are. But again, easier said than done, right? But I would not want to live in a place where it's like, we just thought it was going to be another, like, fuck. And it got too high, and this guy's last post on Facebook was, okay, now I'm terrified, because he tried to climb to the top of his roof and he didn't fucking make it. First of all, Florida's just a little different. You know this. You've seen this. You've lived it. You've watched it. I mean, it's just, they go to the beat of their own drum. They pee sitting down, and they shit standing up. Florida. These old people that live in Florida don't want to go anywhere, man. They fucking hunker down, and they go, I'm dying with the bookcase I've had for 40 years. I want to get to that age. I mean, look, I love being 40. Slow it down, please, but you know, I do not want to get to 70 and 80 and not have a fuck it mindset like some of these elders do. You know what I'm saying? Where they're just like, they get these hurricane warnings and they look outside of the sky and they're like, I double dog dare you to kill me. Ian, you want me? You're going to have to suck me out of my house, you pervert. Those people don't give a fuck. They'll die just because they're like, I got here first. Like, that's their attitude. And then some people post gone too soon on Facebook for someone that died at like 86 in a hurricane. I'm like, I don't know. 86 is a good run. Gone too soon? I don't know. It's a smooth, smooth sack summer from Manscaped. It's time to trim your balls and shave those hairs in your nose where they grows. If you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. And whether you're playing in the summer sun or taking a dip in the pool, you gotta have smooth scaped pubes on your bod. That's what the girls want. That's what the guys want. That's what you need. So make this summer the best summer of all time. Keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leader in below-the-belt grooming is making sure we all have a ball this summer, get it, by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. Dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code ABOUT20. You guys know I love Manscaped. I can't stop talking about them. Every time I need a trim, I pull out my Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 because I got everything you need, okay? Manscaped has helped my confidence. I feel better. I look better. I have tried to trim my balls since I was freaking 13, 14 with razors. It doesn't work. You burn yourself. You cut yourself. Who wants bloody balls? Not this guy. What you're going to get with the Performance Package 4.0 is everything you need this summer to make your body appropriate for living. Inside this package, you'll find the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, which I didn't know existed and love it. My fiance loves it. She's like, cool, you don't look like you're 85 anymore. I got the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, which smells great, easy to roll on. The Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, which feel freaking great. and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade that cuts out that awful opportunity for grooming accidents, which we've all had. It sucks. There's also a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to run to turn the 400K LED spotlight on and off when you need a more precise shave. Did I mention it's waterproof? Because it is. Beach, lake, or shower, this razor will devour even the strongest pubes. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and a shed travel bag that'll bring your comfort to another level, baby. You got to travel in style. You got to make sure your products are taken care of just like you are. Wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Stop it. Take a look at the Shears 2.0, a luxury nail grooming kit. I started rocking this, and it's helped me indubitably. Is that a word? I just had a stroke. This kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors, so you can start taking care of all those little nitty-gritty pieces of your body that nobody thinks you should pay attention to, but you should, because you're an adult man. With the Performance Package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. Manscaped.com is where all the smooth sack summer boys are going. Get on board or get left out. 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code ABOUT20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code ABOUT20 at manscaped.com. Smooth sack summer, baby. Let's do it. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast, and I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that. Whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place. And I was in my boxers getting cupping done. And Bieber and I locked eyes. And I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet. And Bieber smiled and I never saw him again. This chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live. It's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit. And you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair. Ooh, I'm looking at an infomercial right now. Buyhammered.com. Drop one payment. It's a set of pans and skillets. Here, let's see if we can hear. This free steamer and strainer and our five-piece bakeware set with every pan you'll ever need to make delicious breads, cakes, and desserts. Together, these are an $80 value. Yours 100% free. That's a huge 15-piece set with free shipping. Call or click now. I'll be honest, 15 pieces of steel steamer and bakeware set plus a bonus. Four payments of $49.99 ain't bad. Am I doing it? Fuck no. Am I thinking about it? Fuck no. Sorry about the hurricane, Florida. Thoughts and prayers. Got to give them out. But again, I don't know why you're there. I don't know why you live in Florida. There's earthquake warnings in Washington State. I remember living there as a young boy being like, what are we doing? But, you know, you got to just read the room. In other news, I watched the Jeffrey Dahmer show. Wish I didn't. Oh, God. I mean, look, I have a tough time eating certain vegetables, and this motherfucker's eating human hearts and bones and flesh. Like, Jesus Christ. I know that he was addicted to slicing up roadkill as a kid, which, by the way, note to self, if I become a dad, find cool hobbies that don't involve roadkill with kid. Jesus, what the fuck? I mean, and the dad, I love that the dad too, they were like, your son is a serial killer and he's gay and he eats people. And he was like, oh, fuck. And they're like, where do you think he got it from? And he's like, I don't know. And they're like, what about the roadkill you used to search out and seek out and bring home and slice and dice. He's like, yeah, that might have been it. Yeah, that's probably what did it. That probably set him on the path to crazy. Tough to be a parent. I don't envy the job, but you know, doing your best includes don't give them fucked up things to get into. Let them find it on their own, I guess. But you got to be a special kind of fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs to go get roadkill, bring it back, and go, what can we do with this? What's going on the inside? Because there was always a kid in science class that was like, ooh, slicing up a frog. Let's see what his urethra looks like under a microscope. Let's slice open that beaver and see the true insides of the labia veins. You know, there's always that kid that just wants to, you know, see the organs, and it's just, ugh, what are you doing? The only organ I want to see is at a baseball stadium played by a 78-year-old woman named Ruth, you know, always says when you come in, you know, this is just part of my job. I usually play Howl at the Moon, the dueling piano bar, but they want me to come play dan 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 dan. And sometimes I say, fuck you, bitch, under my breath, because I can play more songs than this. Yeah, Dahmer, oof. Can't imagine being a guy who thought he wasn't crazy. Based on the acting performance by Evan Peters, who slayed it, no pun intended. Sorry, that's not nice, but fuck. He crushed it, man. Such a good actor. Too creepy. I don't know if I could take on a part like that. That sticks with you. That ain't going anywhere. You're not right for a few weeks, maybe months after that. But he murdered it. Oh, Jesus Christ. He was great, is what I'm trying to say. Other shows I've been getting into, pretty much it. Don't watch a lot of TV. For someone who's in this world, I got to get better at peeping all the fun shows. I did watch some good comedy specials. Hasan Minhaj, check it out. TJ Miller on YouTube, check it out. Hasan's on Netflix. Nick Kroll's on Netflix, was great. A lot of good specials out there. My boy Andrew Santino just shot his. It'll be out soon. That'll be fun. Speaking of shows, I got so many shows coming up. I have booked a massive 2023 tour and quite a few shows in the rest of 2022 as well. So big announcement on that coming up. Stay tuned. Check the Instagram and Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy for those. ALN Podcast for the podcast, Twitter and Instagram. Coming all over, man. Coming to a lot of cities. I mean, just to name a few. Let's go Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama, Lexington, Kentucky, Sacramento, California, San Jose, California, Santa Rosa, California, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Las Vegas, Nevada, Timonium, Maryland, Batavia, Illinois, San Francisco, California, Royal Oak, Michigan, San Diego, California, Richmond, Virginia, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, Phoenix, Arizona, Salem, Oregon, Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas, to name a few. That are coming in 2022 and 2023. Can't wait. All those tickets are going to be available at adamraycomedy.com. So stay tuned on that. Tom Brady's getting divorced. No one is immune from falling apart. I know I'm planning a wedding, so divorce is a hot subject. But, you know, my folks split. My fiance's folks split. Divorce is, it's prominent, man. I don't know what the true stats are. I want to say it's like 89% of couples get divorced. It's tough. Everybody knows that, but nobody is immune. Tom Brady kisses his son on the mouth, has won all the Super Bowls, was on top of the world, retired. Everyone just fucking praised him. And now he's just stuck around. You can overstay your welcome. He's still trying to fucking play. He didn't want to go back. He probably went back home and he was like, fuck, what am I doing? Just farting around the house being, I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not the GOAT at home. I'm just a fucking guy. I think that weared on him. His kids, you know, I don't know, man. I can't imagine being that glorified and praised and then just being a normal guy. I don't think anyone's built for that. He retired. Everybody was like, the fucking great. I mean, he did that whole show on ESPN about the, what was it called? The Closer? No, that's a TNT show with Kira Sedgwick. What was it called? Tom Brady, the man behind the man in the arena. Incredible, by the way. It's a must watch. Put it on the list. He doesn't need people like Dahmer. But he fucking eats defenses for breakfast because he fucking threads the needle like a goat does. And he just couldn't take not living that. Then you go back home, literally probably 2 days after he retires, he wakes up and his kid's like, let's go play catch. He's like, I'm fucking tired, man. And his wife's like, take him to school. And he's like, I don't want to. I'm fucking the goat. She's like, well, you're fucking Tom here. You're just fucking Tom at this house. I mean, they hire divorce lawyers. It's not, I guess, it's not set in stone, but if you hire divorce lawyers, it looks like it's going to happen. But who am I to say whether it happens or not? I hope it doesn't. Divorce sucks, but sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes you need a break to heal properly. Oof, that almost was a great saying. Something about breaking, like I was thinking like breaking a bone and like heal, like, you know, but also like a breakup relationship wise. Like sometimes you need to step away to step back in. Ooh, that's good. That's good. Damn, watching highlights of the Broncos Colts, they are fucking losing their minds. Russell Wilson. I loved him in Seattle, man. I want him to do well. I posted a really funny edit that I did with his Subway commercial today on my Instagram. Check it out. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and TikTok. Check it out. It's very funny. I'm very proud of it. It's a goof. Obviously, it's all jokes. But goddamn, man. The grass was greener, and it's not. You know, again, sports, a great metaphor for life. You think the grass is greener, you bounce, you want more money, a different city, a new fan base. You want to be the man. And sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. What do you do? All right. Appreciate you guys listening. We got a lot of fun episodes coming up. I can't fucking wait. I'm doing a full prosthetic character on Sunday, and I'm doing a Take Your Shoes Off podcast with Rick Glassman. Check that out. As well as some other fun shit. And, of course, Young Rock returns NBC Season 3, November 4th. Welcome to Chippendales drops on Hulu November 22nd. And The School of Good and Evil, or School for Good and Evil, a Paul Feig-directed Netflix film, which is going to be fucking bonkers, drops on Netflix October 19th. I am in that. And Welcome to Flatch. I played Jamie Presley's ex-husband, douchey real estate ex-husband. I think my episodes come out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for following. Subscribe. Pass it on to your friends, your enemies, your lovers, and your exes and your family. And be good to yourself. Have a great week. Check the website. Come out and see shows. We got a lot of fun ones to close out 2022. As my seventh grade PE teacher, Mr. Tangen, said, you could do better. Good night, everybody.